Netherland by Joseph O'Neill. Read by David Thorpe. I dreamed in a dream. I saw a city invincible to the attacks of the whole of the rest of the earth. I dreamed that was the new city of friends. Whitman. The afternoon before I left London for New York, Rachel had flown out 6 weeks previously. I was in my cubicle at work, boxing up my possessions, when a senior vice president at the bank, an Englishman in his 50s, came to wish me well. I was surprised. He worked in another part of the building, and in another department, and we were known to each other only by sight. Nevertheless, he asked me in detail about where I intended to live. "What's? Which block on Watts?" And reminisced for several minutes about his loft on Worcester Street and his outings to the original Dean and De Luca. He was doing nothing to hide his envy. "We won't be gone for very long," I said, playing down my good fortune. That was, in fact, the plan, conceived by my wife, to drop in on New York City for a year or three and then come back.
"You say that now," he said. "But New York's a very hard place to leave, and once you do leave..."
The SVP, smiling, said, "I still miss it. And I left 12 years ago." It was my turn to smile, in part out of embarrassment, because he had spoken with an American openness.
"Well, we'll see," I said.
"Yes," he said, "you will." His sureness irritated me, though principally he was pitiable, like one of those Petersburg...